This is the conference coordinator. I just want to remind all parties today's call is being recorded now. I'll now turn the call over to your host. You may proceed.
Thank you, Lou. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Data and Metrics for Policymaking Working Group on the 11th of March, 2014. On the call today, we have Coyote Youssef, Rising John Osava, Caribou Jindal, Mikey O'Connor, Jonavir Nogali, Olivier Comu, Caleb Cow, Gabriel Vierga, Rob Schechter, Rudy Van Snick, Tony Ornando, Pam Little, and Andrew Miriam. We have apologies from Tom Lowenhot and Abu Ishkabu. From staff, we have Barry Cobb, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Terry Agnew. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking. For transcription purposes, thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Terry. This is Mikey O'Connor, and welcome all. I see that Klaus just joined, so we can add him. This is the second in our series of meetings, and so we'll do the usual routine. We'll take a moment. You can see the list of names of everybody in the group on the screen. And for those of you who are on that list and can see that there's no indication that you submitted your statement of interest. Is that Olivier?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the call.
Hello.
Can you mute? Olivier, can you hear us okay?
Yes, it's Olivier. I'm okay.
Okay, can you mute then and let us carry on with the call?
Yes.
Thanks.
I'm on Adobe Connect also. It's good. I'm hearing you by phone.
Okay, great. Well, we'll carry on. Please mute.
Okay.
So we...
In what?
Olivier, you're going to have to be a little less interruptive of the conversation. We're trying to carry on the call. It's hard when you interrupt all the time like that. Anyway, so we've got an agenda in the upper right corner of the screen, and I would like you to take a look at that and see if you have any concerns or issues with the agenda. And for those of you who have not yet completed your statement of interest, please do so. At some point, several weeks in, we will have to drop you off the, any of you who have not completed a statement of interest will have to drop you off the group, because everybody, in order to participate in these kinds of groups, needs to fill one of those out. So with that, off we'll go. The first agenda item is for any of you who are on the call today who didn't have a chance to introduce yourself to the group, this would be a good time to do that. Several people came in fairly late on the last call, and we didn't have time to hear your introductions. And so if anybody didn't get a chance to introduce yourself to us last time, please raise your hand or somehow indicate that you'd like to do that, and we'll do that a bit. Gabrielle is first. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Gabriel Vergara. I'm a Mexican who lives in Finland, and, well, about around 18 years already. I work for Fujitsu Services Finland, and have been a long time working on the ICT industry. I have been security manager of my company also, so questions related about security also, I'm always open to answer. And I have been working a long time as a developer. Thank you.
Thanks, Gabrielle. Caleb?
Hi, Mikey. Hi, everyone. My name is Caleb, and I'm from Singapore. I didn't get a chance to introduce myself last week, although I was on the meeting, mainly because of the audio problems. But so I work a registrar called Two Cows, and I'm based in Singapore, and I manage relationships with our resellers, domain resellers, and users in the Asia-Pacific region. So one of the key areas of my interest is actually also looking at how we can reach out to, you know, people like web hosting companies, companies who provide domain registrations to the end users, and be able to track data very accurately. So that's where my interest is.
Terrific, Caleb. Sorry I mispronounced your name. For all of you, I'll sort of apologize in advance. It takes me a few weeks to sort of keep the pronunciation straight, so please correct me, just like Caleb. Jonathan's name I can pronounce. Jonathan, go ahead. Oh, you're muted, Jonathan. Still muted. Jonathan? We're not hearing you, Jonathan. Jonathan is testing the mic features, and it's not working. You know, I heard a violent echo when I introduced you, and then it went away. Maybe your audio fell off the Adobe Room. Oh, and Terry, do note that Caleb's name is missing. Jonathan says he'll call in. I'll just leave you there at the top of the queue. I'll tell you what, Jonathan, why don't I just drop you off the queue, and then when you come back in, just raise your hand again, and we'll pick you up then. The person at the top of the queue now has a name that I am sure isn't going to be pronounced right. Sarab? That close?
Yes. Yeah.
Go
hi,
ahead.
Mike. You got my name right.
Oh, good for that. Go. All right.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name is Saurabh, and as Mike just said, that it's a bit difficult for it would be difficult for him to pronounce this. You can call me SJ with my initials over there. I am from India, and we were just having a small discussion over there. I missed somehow that there's a lady who was saying it's 8 a.m. in Sydney. At my place, it's 2:45 a.m., so I'm right in the middle of the night attending this call. I am working as an entrepreneur, and I am an internet guy. I'm working as a freelance consultant and working on a couple of my own products. They are in the development stage. I have an interest in working on internet and activities related to it, and as a part of as a part of these activities, I wanted to expand my scope and knowledge, and that's why I thought of being a volunteer in ICANN activities and understand things from the perspective of naming and from that perspective. Assign names from naming and numbers perspective.
Terrific. Thanks, Sarah. Welcome. Got a pretty spectacular amount of noise on the line. We'll see if we can get through that. It's terrible. I can't say your name, but please say it so that I can hear it, and I'll do better the next time.
Sonigitu. Hello, Sonigitu Ekpe. Hello?
Thank you, sir.
Sonigitu Ekpe.
Sonigitu Ekpe.
Yeah, I am from Nigeria. I work with the state government across. Sonigitu Ekpe, yes.
Terrific. Go ahead, Sonigitu.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Sonigitu is from Nigeria, precisely Cross-River State. I work for the state government and I have a lot of interest on ICT, majorly on data and metric, and I'm here to learn from my older friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
So, thank you, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, I can hear you.
That's great. Klaus, I think you're next. Klaus, can we... I'm not hearing you. You may be muted. Still not hearing you, Klaus.
Can you hear me?
Ah, there we go. Loud and clear. Carry on.
Okay, sorry. I'm just working from a new device. I'm just trying to test out things. Sorry about that. My name is Klaus Stoll. I'm working for the Knobel Knowledge Partnership Foundation, which is an organization which since about 15 years is doing everything connected with ICTs and development. So, of course, we are very much involved in internet governance, and I'm also an NPOC member and a GNSO counselor, and I'm participating in this call and hopefully many other calls of these groups as an interested observer. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Klaus. Jonathan, you're back. You're up. You're still
All right,
muted.
How's that?
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, that's great.
All right, great. All right. I'm Jonathan Zook from the Association for Competitive Technology. We're an international trade association based in Brussels that represents small and medium-sized companies in the app ecosystem, mobile app developers and cloud provider, service providers, et cetera. I've been involved on the chartering group for this group, and I'm very excited about it because I think we're at a real crossroads in terms of where ICANN is headed in terms of governance, and I think the key to ICANN's long-term longevity is greater accountability, and I think data and metrics are a big contributor to that. So I'm very excited to participate on this working group.
Terrific. Thanks, Jonathan. Is anybody else inclined to introduce themselves to the group? If not, we'll carry on. But one last call, just in case. All right. Well, the next thing we get to do is determine who our working group chair is. I've been chairing the meetings up till now because I'm the GNSO liaison to this group, and that's the way it works, is that the liaison chairs the calls until the working group selects a leader. And we had a conversation about this last week, and I indicated that I would be willing to stand as chair. And if so, I would probably transfer the liaison job to somebody else that's on the council. I said, waggling my eyebrows at Klaus as a possible carrier for that baton. And we had several other volunteers to co-chair or vice-chair or something. And one of the things that is and here's some indication of sort of what the chair job, the role of the chair is. And one of the things that occurred to me as I read through this was to highlight the beginning of the second paragraph, and Barry has kindly indicated in red over on the right side who the candidates are. There's me, and there's Rob Schechter, and there's Marinelle Rosca, and Olivier Kumai. One of the things that I think bears highlighting, and I'm still wearing my GNSO liaison hat, not my chair candidate hat, at this point, is that chairs should have followed and participated as a member in at least one policy development process throughout its life cycle, all the way from initial report through to getting it accepted by the board, so that you have a sense of sort of the role that a chair is to play. The GNSO policymaking process is a little bit different than some of the other policy formation things that some of you may have participated in. For example, we're a bit different than the IETF process, and we're also quite a bit different than the GAC or the ESSAC processes. So for those of you who've stepped forward as candidates for chair, I'd like you to consider whether you've really got the experience, and I would offer as another way that you could participate and contribute as being a leader of what I'm sure we are going to have is a lot of sub-teams working on various parts of the work here. And rather than taking on the full chair responsibilities, that you might consider leading a sub-team, which is quite a bit narrower in its scope. And so I'd like to turn to the other candidates and also to open the floor to anybody else who would like to step forward as a co-chair candidate, and just ask whether you've been through at least one PDP from front to back before. And if you have not, I would encourage you to maybe wait, because as you read down the list down below, there are a fair number of things that have to be done by the chair, and it is a little bit tricky. And this is not to in any way discourage anybody. It's just that if you haven't done it before, this might be a little bit of a reach for you. And I note that Rudy is saying sort of the same thing in the chat, that he's co-chairing a PDP and it takes a lot of time and has a lot of material to get through. So I'm just going to run down the list of the candidates and let you each speak to that, and also speak to the rest of us about your thoughts there. And then we'll sort of move to the next stage of all this and see if we can figure out what we're going to do. Rob, do you want to talk a little bit about the experience that you bring forward for the chairing role?
Sure. Actually, after that introduction, I'm thinking that maybe I will retract my offer to be a co-chair, which is what I was thinking about. I'm completely new to all of the ICANN and GNSO processes. And so, I'm happy to retract and then take, a more active role in one of the subgroups. That's pretty much where I'm at this point.
That would be great. As I looked at that document that Barry has up on the screen, I reviewed it a bit before the call. I have to admit, I've never been called on to pour so much cold water on people, and so I certainly don't want to discourage you in any way. It's really just that the chair role in a PDP working group is a pretty process oriented role,
mm-hmm.
And it would be, I think, tricky, and so please don't take this as anything except sort of a cautionary note, and I'm sorry to put you in that spot, Rob, but I think...
Oh, yeah, no problem. Fine.
Okay, great. Marinel?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Hi, guys. As you remember my email, I pushed directly for co-chair. I said that I have a thing to help us, and I totally agree, and I'm aligned with the statements made before that. I think the chair role is political before being anything else, so it's better for whoever is chair to have already some experience within the process and within the organization to make sure that we are successful in this work.
Terrific. So do you want to continue on in that role, or would you like to do as Rob did and step back and maybe take a different kind of role?
No, I'm stepping back as well. I'm aligning as well with Rob, with what Rob just said. So I'm stepping back.
Okay. And again, my apologies for I think I did not do a very good job the last time explaining really what's involved in being chair, and I feel badly about that, and I hate putting you in that position, but I think you've made the right choice, and so don't go away.
No.
There's lots to do. Olivier, are you there? I wonder if Olivier is muted. Olivier, Terry, do you have any sense of the status of Olivier's line?
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Is that Olivier?
No, it's not Olivier. It's Janvier.
Ah, Jean. Okay. Hold on for just a minute.
Okay. I'm just following.
All right. We're trying to get Olivier up here. I don't know exactly how to proceed. Rudy has thrown his name in the hat in the chat. And that would be great. Jonathan has also thrown his... Jonathan was co-chair of the drafting team, so he has a fair amount of experience with this. So, Barry, can you confirm for me that the Olivier that we have on the call is the same as the Olivier that put his name in...
I'm asking for a vice chair position. I'm already in a policy and implementation working group where I'm evolving like a vice chair also for this working group.
Is that Olivier?
Yes, it's Olivier.
Ah, there we go. We've got you on. Sorry, you came in right in the middle of your comments. Do you want to repeat them for the group?
Yes. I will write on Adobe.
Okay, thanks, Barry. So I think, Barry, what we probably need is a roster of candidates updated, if you could type the list of names. So it sounds like Olivier would like to stay in the list, Jonathan would like to join, and Rudy would like to join. Let me just follow. I'm carrying on a lot of private chat conversations here. So I think this is our list. Generally, I haven't been in a situation with this large a working group. Jonathan is saying, this document doesn't mention that you need to learn mind map. Actually, I've got a new thing going. I found this outliner that I like even better than mind mapping, so just to drag us off course for a minute. My inclination is to leave the group at 4 and I'm trying to sort out whether we want to do any sort of chair versus vice chair thing. My inclination is all co-chairs. Anybody got any objection to that? Because I think with that group of 4, we've got a pretty strong experience base. Jonathan, I think you're co-chairing another one right now, right? And Rudy has certainly been through the mill enough times to be able to do this.
I'm co-chairing the other metrics working group.
Oh, and Rudy's got his. Rudy's in the queue, and then Gabrielle is. I'm not sure I want to be the chair. I think I like the idea of 1 of 4. But Rudy, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. Rudy Vansnick for the transcript. I would suggest that everybody is mentioning his or her name when speaking so that it is easier to read the transcripts later on. I would like to have Mike being the chair. I'm working with Jonathan on the other working group, but Jonathan is chairing that one. And I'm just wondering, I would nominate him also for the chair position, but I don't know if he's going to accept that one. I'm willing to co-chair and help where I can, but chairing would be a little bit too heavy at this moment for me.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks, Rudy. This is Mikey again. And Gabrielle is, I think, agreeing with Rudy, and actually there's quite a lot of plus one going on. So what about that? What about Mikey's the chair? Me, Mikey is the chair, and then the other 3 is co-chairs. Is that sort of where we're headed? That seems to be the direction. And I'm happy to do that. I'll just read chat for a minute. Okay, that sounds like the plan. Let me just take a minute to let everybody digest that. This is sort of your chance. The way that I generally operate things is I'll give you a week to have second thoughts. So if you decide that this is a plan you don't like, feel free to raise it on the list, and you know, we'll absolutely finally settle it. Actually, we'll probably have to wait till Singapore or something, because I'm not sure we're going to meet next week. We'll have to circle around to that towards the end of the meeting. Maybe we'll just touch that right now. Barry, did you have a thought about whether we're going to meet next week? If I look at my calendar, I may be traveling by then. If I think about it. Yeah. So, my inclination, yeah, and Rudy's saying the same in the chat. I think this may be our last meeting before Singapore. So, never mind. We'll carry on that way, and if people are unhappy or uncomfortable, by all means let me know on the list, and we'll fix it as we go. Klaus, would you be willing to take on the GNSO liaison role in my stead?
So will the phone be on through the call?
Yes, I'm quite happy to do that, Mikey. Thank you very much.
Terrific. Thanks, Klaus. Okay, so that sounds like a plan. And thank you all. Any final comments before we move on to the charter and the outreach and stuff like that? Okay. Well, Barry, if I could prevail on you to put the charter up. I think we'll probably wind up spending most of the rest of the call on that. I have godlike power, so I can move that around. And Barry is taking notes over there. That's great. I think I'm going to very quickly go through the charter today because we used up more of the call on these preliminaries than I thought we were going to. And Barry, what do you think about throwing the slides? Do you have the slide deck that you prepared for Singapore loaded? Maybe we just do that instead. It may be easier for people to read. And that'll give us a chance to talk a little bit about that. One of the things that's fun about working with Barry is that everything is done about 15 minutes before you think about it. And this is typical. So he's already well on the way to our Singapore slide deck, and I haven't even thought about that yet. So this is a good chance for us all to review it and also to sort of combine this part of the call with the next agenda item, which is agenda item 5, and planning for our session in Singapore, because we have a public session. The date and time escapes me, but if you're going to be in Singapore, by all means, join us. Oh, Barry, go ahead, please. Sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Thank you, Mikey. This is Barry for the transcript. So, yes, the session is scheduled for Thursday, the 27th at 0800 hours local time to Singapore. There will be remote participation involved. I suspect with the dramatic shift in what we're scheduled to now, it might not be a convenient time for all. But whether you're attending the meeting or not, if you are attending the meeting, we'd love to see you in person. If not, we will have remote participation capabilities. So we welcome your participation. And then just a quick note about the slide deck before you is essentially I've kind of thrown everything in from the charter and some higher level slides. It's much easier to trim the content of this down. So some of these slides may not be 100% readable because they are direct extracts from the charter itself. And we can summarize the bullets as necessary. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Another housekeeping item, as long as we're talking about Singapore, that Rudy brought up in the chat, which is a really good idea, is this will give us all a chance to test out our skills using the little check mark. And so if you could just put a check mark, like I just did, if you're planning to be at the Singapore meeting, just to give us a sense of who's coming. That would be great. A fair number of us. Now I'm going to test your skills. So I'm assuming red X's means you're not going to be in Singapore. Green checks means you are. That's a good addition to our scheme. So about 50-50. Yeah, red's not going to be there. Yep. All right, that's good to know. I think what we're going to do in Singapore is similar to what I'm going to walk you through today, and it will be good practice for us all. Klaus, is your hand up, or was that an attempt to tick mark and misfired? If you have your hand up, by all means, go ahead. Okay, I'm assuming that's really just...
I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay, so let's just walk through these really quickly because I think this is going to be helpful. One of the things that I am thinking we are going to do and I would like your reactions to is we're going to ask for... a round of comments before we even really get started from the other supporting organizations, advisory committees, constituencies, and so on. Because I think on this particular topic, because it's so wide-ranging, it would be very helpful to start in brainstorming mode. In other words, come up with many, many, many ideas. Not worry a whole lot at the beginning about overlaps or gaps, but just gather as many ideas as we can. And that's the theme that I want to sound at the Singapore meeting, is to encourage people in the room, as they see these slides, to think up ideas and then contribute them through the microphones in the room. What I would ask us to do is, as we go through these, we're not going to have time for a lot of discussion today, but as I go through these slides with you, is you think up ideas, just jot them down, just note them, and share them via the list so that we can start building up that sort of brainstorming cycle. And then after we've gone for a while, several meetings of expanding the ideas, then I think it will be fairly straightforward to put them into groups of related ideas and start breaking into subgroups to dive a bit more deeply into this. So with that, here's the slide that you can see is talking about why this is important, and I think the highlight on the first bullet is the one that Jonathan alluded to, which is better informed, fact-based policy development and decision-making, which I think is critical. This is also an opportunity to learn some more about collaboration between the contracted parties and other providers of information. And I think that's going to be an interesting theme of our conversation, is the information that comes from contracted parties, the registries, and the registrars, versus the information that comes from other places and how that might work. And then the key thing that Barry and I are working on a lot right now, and others, is the implementation of consensus policy and the extent to which some of these data and metrics can help with that as well. So those are three good reasons why we're doing this. And Barry's put together a slide on sort of the sequence of events that's happened up till now, just sort of telling people. We'll also be pitching some of this to the GNSO Saturday session. And so for those of you who are in Singapore early and want to get a 15-minute preview of what we're doing, we're on the agenda for Saturday as well, just before lunch. Sanigatu, how did I do on your name? Go ahead. You may be muted. I can't hear you if you're speaking. Oh, there we go.
I didn't get you properly.
There we go. Now it's all set.
Hello?
There we go. Go ahead, singing it too. Go ahead, singing it too.
Yes, I didn't get you properly on what you meant in the last discussion.
On this page, the one, the why it's important?
Yes.
Let me try it again. Feel free to mute. Your line creates a lot of noise, and see how I do on another try. Thanks, Cindy. One of the things that... there we go. That's great. Oh, Sanigatu, could you mute your connection to your audio? It's very noisy, and it drowns out everybody else on the... there. That's better. Yeah, I didn't do a terrific job on the last bullet, so let me try again. One of the things about policymaking is that there's making the policy, and then there's implementing the policy. And for a long time, especially in the GNSO, we who went through policymaking processes, when we finished writing the policy and the board had approved it, we considered ourselves finished. More recently, we've realized that that's not really the end of the job. The end of the job is really when the policy is implemented and the contracted parties, the registries and the registrars, have actually started being responsible for doing the things that have been recommended in the policy changes. And one of the ways to determine how well that implementation is going is through these data and metrics that we will be developing. So this is the, in the old days, I used to say that which gets measured gets done. One of the things that we really want to do is make sure that we have ways to measure how well the policies are being implemented. And that's what that last bullet is really all about. Hopefully that was better. Sorry about cutting you off like that. Okay, so then there's more logistics. I'm going to go very quickly through that and on to the charter. Our objectives are pretty mechanical. They're mostly talking about what our documents will look like. But I think a key point is towards the end, where it says the recommendations may include proposed changes to GNSO operating procedures or relevant sections of the ICANN bylaws. I think that one of the things that we will do as we refine our understanding of the policy and metrics that we're going to be working on is we may find that we will have suggestions on ways that the process itself, both the GNSO processes and perhaps even at the board level, should change. And we will make some recommendations along those lines. So that's the sort of very broad goal. Now, let me see if I can make this a little bit bigger and still fit it on the screen. That's going to be very tight, isn't it? I think that's almost fitting. Not quite, but close enough. These are our main questions that we've staged for this group to do. And I briefly touched on these last week. And this is the place that I really would like to focus us in Singapore, is probably take 5 or 10 minutes of the meeting for each of these questions and let people think about them for a moment and then walk up to the microphone and offer ideas that just come right to their head. And I would strongly encourage all of us to do this as well. I heard a little something in the background, but then it went away. I'm not going to read all these, but as members of the working group, that's a required assignment, is to get very familiar with these questions. And these will be questions that we will know very well by the end of this working group, because this is where the bulk of the focus will be, is coming up with ideas for each of these things. Some of these may be confusing, I think it's fine if it's confusing right now. We will take a little bit of time, probably on the next call again, because we're running short on time today, to explain some of these. These are very carefully worded by the charter drafting team. Many of you participated on that. And we can explain them, but some of the wording may be difficult for folks. So those are the key questions that I want folks to focus on. We have two scope statements. This page, which talks about the things that are in the scope of our work, and again, fairly detailed work, too detailed to get through in any substance on this call. But I want to highlight, and that's bigger, so it's easier to read. There are some things that we very carefully put outside the scope of this work. And so let me just highlight that. It is not in our scope to review the compliance processes that happen when there are violations of policy. That is not part of what we are doing. Another thing that we will not be doing is problem report tracking. And the main reason for that is because there is a parallel process that's running right now that's working on that, and we didn't want to collide with it. And so for those of you who are surprised by that, that's the main reason. And then finally, the last time we talked a bit about this in the GNSO, there were some questions on that third bullet that said, well, what about that last one? And here what we're saying is that there are all sorts of other metrics in the ICANN ecosystem, if you will, that don't have anything to do with the GNSO policy, nor does it have anything to do with the contracts between ICANN and the contracted parties. And Jonathan and Rudy and Olivier are, I think, working on a broader scope in that regard. But this project is deliberately leaving those metrics and issues out of scope. So just to highlight that one. One of the reasons being that we start to slide outside the remit of the GNSO, but also it becomes just a simply unmanageably large project to get done. So for several reasons, we decided to leave that outside of the scope. And I think the rest of this, I'm going to leave. Barry put this together, and it is going to have to get edited a bit so that we can get through it in a reasonable amount of time. It's a great way to draw out the pieces of the charter. I want to pause on the tasks one. So Rudy has a great question in the chat, which is, Mike, how do you see the meeting in Singapore structure and agenda? And Rudy, I really think that the thought is to do a brief introduction, sort of the way I did, but a bit more polished, and then focus on that set of questions that I left us on a minute ago. And so let me roll back to those. Oops, I went too far. This set of questions. And basically spend most of the meeting just walking through these, talking about them, both amongst ourselves and with the people in the room, just to generate a first set of ideas without a whole lot of constraints, if you will. More the brainstorming thing. And so I think the comment Rudy just made in the chat is great, perfect, will allow me to prepare myself and I think that this is the page that we should all prepare ourselves for. Olivier's going for a mind map. I'm happy to do a mind map. I love my mind map, so maybe I'll be the mind mapper for that. Olivier, did you have something you wanted to say? You just came off mute. Okay. Anyway, so that's sort of the plan, Rudy, is... and maybe what I'll do is I'll build a mind map of this beforehand so that we can... everybody, let's do another little tick mark thing. If everybody could take down their tick marks for a minute, I'm curious how many people are used to using mind maps. Because one of the things that I do a lot of is mind mapping, and if people are comfortable with that, I would be more than happy to build the first one. And so then the question that I have, it does seem like we have enough of a critical mass there that mind mapping would be a good way to do this. The next question is... are people comfortable with FreeMind, which is the open source mind mapping software that doesn't, you know, I should have had everybody clear your things, but I'm going to take it that FreeMind is okay. If FreeMind is not okay, let me know in the chat. The nice thing about FreeMind is it's and Rudy beat me to it. It's open source, and it's free, and it runs quite nicely across a lot of platforms. So that's fine. I'll take that as an action. Barry, you can bug me with the action items, and I'll get that started. Olivier, did you want to say something?
Nothing to say now. For the moment. Nothing.
Okay. Thanks. I think at this point, given that we're 4 minutes from the top of the hour, we've sort of touched on everything in the agenda in a very light, haphazard way. Barry, let's pass on the work plan for now, but... I do want to just take a moment to see if there's any issue with the idea of going out for a preliminary round of comments while we're getting started. Oh, Pam, go ahead. I'm sorry. I missed your hand.
No problem. Thank you, Mikey. I just have a quick question. Back in May 2013, there was a GNSO resolution, and part of that resolution was to review the at the completion of ICANN's compliance 3-year plan expected for 31st of December 2013. So I was wondering whether how the GNSO will review the compliance 3-year plan completion and when that would happen.
That's a good question. Let me take that as an action item as a counselor.
Right. Thank you.
And I will feed that into the agenda for the working session in Singapore. Barry, could you add to the remind Mikey of the work, of the actions that he's taken to put that one on there, and I will check and see the status of that. It may need a nudge, and I'm happy to give it.
And Mikey, this is Barry. Just real quick, I have been in consultation with Maggie from Compliance. She's still aware that is a tabled item, and we haven't discussed in any detail about the details of what that would entail, but we would be targeting London that Compliance would present to the Council what has been accomplished, what they're doing now, and perhaps they would be doing in the future in a very rough perspective. So that's kind of the time frame, but I think it'd also be wise from a counselor perspective to bring it up to the council as well.
Yeah, and I guess the question I've got is, who does this review and how is it to be structured? I think it's wonderful to have a presentation, but a presentation's a bit different than a review. And since we've got a resolution out there about a review, I think we probably need to have a discussion at the council about what that means and what we need to get going on our end. So let's put that on the Saturday. Saturday is a good time to talk about that. Okay. Any serious issues with the idea of going out for comments? That's the last call on that one. Otherwise, I'm going to insert that into the work plan soon, like, you know, right around Singapore or just after, so that we can get... And part of the reason I'm doing this is because during the conversations between the GAC and the GNSO on how we two organizations can work better together, one of the things we've been emphasizing is early engagement. And I think one of the best ways to have early engagement is to have an early comments period that is really flexible and allows people to get their ideas in really early in the process rather than coming in late when we've already sort of solidified where we're at. I've got a couple of private chats. It's the top of the hour. Rudy's got the idea of meeting sometime before our meeting in Singapore. Rudy, I think that would be lovely, but I'm cautious because my schedule is already just crammed. And so one of the things that we might think about doing is just hitting the list with announcements like, I'm in the bar, and anybody else who would like to join me in the bar, please come by right now and do it more informally. That's probably about as well as we're going to be able to do, I think, on that. And with that, I think we'll wrap this up. Sorry it was a little choppy, but it will smooth out. It's always a little bumpy at the beginning of these things. And I think we'll leave it at that. Thanks, all. And for those of you who are coming to Singapore, I'll see you there. And for those of you who are joining us remotely in Singapore, I'll see you on that call. And Terry, with that, I think
thank you, Mike, for sharing this call.
Thanks,
Rudy. Thanks, Rudy. See you all. See you soon.
And Lou, stop recording, please.